In my dreams, when I wake, with every breath it's you. With every bump and purple bruise, we'll never rid of you. As we age, and I am used, we'll never be confused. For all I love, so sad but true, my heart belongs to you.
Welcome, everyone, to A Voyage Through Film. I'm Daniel. We got my boy, Mikey Mac. And we got Anthony.
What up?
And then we got Joshy Baby.
Oh, what'll it be, baby?
Oh, Squiddly D. And we're going to be taking you through the highlights and the lowlights of Hollywood. And Josh decided that we don't read enough books, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
And he said, you know what? You're going to get some books even if you got to watch them.
Makes so no now- sense.
You guys read the book too, right?
Every one of them. But he's making us watch adaptations this month. And Mark got the first pick. Yeah, adaptations, just no, it's all Nicolas Cage adaptation everywhere.
Gosh, I didn't even think about that. I should have found one.
Book adaptations.
Yeah.
The novel.
Off my game.
Yeah.
Plan the Great Mark. Word.
The written word,
if you will. Yeah, I was like, you guys haven't read enough. Now watch these books.
Yeah.
So I picked a Pulitzer Prize winner.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Mark picked a doozy. A Steven Spielberg classic, The Color Purple.
Ooh.
Fucking great.
Weird. Weird choice. One.
I did, yeah. Did not.
Yeah. It is a weird choice. So weird choice. Right, sorry if it wasn't what you were expecting, but
yeah.
I mean, you opened it up to anything that's a book adaptation. Yeah. It's like basically just pick any movie, and I was like, well, I got The Color Purple recently. Yeah. I might as well just pick that.
Anything
of all the great. I mean, this is, you know, not to shit on it or anything. It's just so unexpected. It's like Color Purple, yeah,
I
mean, huh?
I left a lot on the table.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
There's so many options.
But it's like it's Steven Spielberg, huge. I mean, come on. It's hard to argue with, too.
Yeah,
I'm a big Spielberg guy. I mean, who's not? He's made some of the best movies of all time. And he's still kicking.
Mostly adaptations.
Fuck yeah.
But I mean, yeah, it got a 73% on the tomato meter.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, right? And they got a 94% for the audience.
It's got a what?
94% for audience score.
Yeah. What? There's no way. You didn't like it?
People love this movie.
No, it's this good. This is
a lot of people's favorite movie.
It was nominated for 11 Oscars.
It's wild.
I mean, think of it too. 1985, this fucking banger comes out in theaters.
The same year that the Bears won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And then you got Chicago Sweetheart, Oprah Winfrey in there too.
Yeah, right?
So yeah,
we were going wild.
Where was Oprah Winfrey in her career? I was just wondering. Does anyone
know? She was on Channel 7 in 1984. And a talk show called Chicago AM.
Oh my god.
Yeah, bro.
So that's it. And then she was just randomly selected based on her talk show appearances to do this amazing role.
Captivating and moving she was.
I wonder how she was casted.
She's pretty fucking amazing. I mean, she's probably the best part of the movie.
Yeah.
I mean,
in contention for stealing.
Yeah, she's definitely.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, she's definitely. Yeah,
she's a thief in the night.
A thief in the night.
She's a fucking thief in the night in this movie, and it's like it's hard to. Yeah, she definitely elevates it. As soon as she shows up, you're just like, oh, this is instantly better.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I didn't. In fact, anytime she's not there, you're just kind of like, where is she?
Where's Sophie?
Yeah.
This was her first time acting.
Yeah.
In a movie.
Out of the park.
That's her first time acting. She had never acted.
She punched it right out of the fucking park.
Yeah. They started rolling the cameras and she was like, well, here goes my first ever acting.
Started whooping the shit out of everyone.
She improv'd all the hits.
I know. I love that she could just
her and Whoopi
really throw a punch.
Whoopi.
Whoopi's first?
I mean, yeah, it's Whoopi's. Firstly, yeah. I mean, she did a movie called Citizen, but this, like, it says introducing Whoopi Goldberg, like, after the, like, at the end of the credits, basically.
It says introducing Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah.
Geez, Steven Spielberg fucking took a fucking chance. My God.
Yeah, dude.
This he took a chance just making this movie.
Yeah, this is definitely an interesting.
This is, like, not like any of the other movies he made.
What an interesting swerve for Spielberg, and I feel like it just reminds you that he's always had a wide array of like genres that he can do, but all with the same Spielbergian kind of epicness to them. It's yeah, I mean, what did he do before this? Temple of Doom? Or was it
84?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And then he just comes out with this?
I'm digging.
Fucking banger again?
Yeah, we just got to pull up Spielberg's filmography really quick. Sorry.
Okay, okay, okay. Okay.
All right, all right, all right.
All right, so...
It's right after...
Before this, yeah, Temple of Doom. Yep, you were right.
I mean...
Twilight Zone.
He made some TV.
E.T. 3 years before...
Man, 1941, the biggest, like, yeah. I almost picked that, actually.
1941.
Like a real stinker. I've never seen it, but that movie gets shit on hard by everyone.
Yeah, I've never seen that either. But again, yeah, just another, like, weird turn for him, I guess.
And then, yeah. It seems like he wants to do different, like, he wants to take on different challenges. As
Schindler's
a
List, right? I mean, this is, like, it's like this and then Schindler's List is the next, like,
yeah, and he did Empire of the Sun also.
Tearjerker, melodramatic,
yeah, just drama,
a, just a bummer, just a total bummer.
Saving Private
the whole
Ryan
time.
Too, yeah,
and Hook.
Well, I mean, I feel like he's just always wanted. I mean, when you watch The Fabelmans, you see where he's just like always wanted to make a war movie.
No, yeah, and who doesn't want to make a war movie?
Empire of the Sun. I feel
I
like.
I mean,
is
all
kind
the Indiana Jones movies have a bunch of Nazis in them.
Yeah, I forget. You forget that he did Lost World too. That he did the sequel as well. That's too for a rewatch.
He made Michael Amistad
too. I feel like Amistad that goes back to Color Purple too, which is like another like period like race thing.
Yeah, and I do think one of his most slept on movies is Artificial Intelligence.
That's an interesting one.
Stanley Kubrick movie.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. Him trying to like do a Kubrick movie.
Yeah,
and pretty much succeeding. You've never seen that?
Ooh,
it's so good. Nah. That's what Kubrick died.
What?
Damn.
Yeah.
I think his most slept on movie.
I've never seen Rush Hour either.
Might be Munich.
Yeah, that's the biggest travesty.
Munich? You think that's his worst movie? You're saying?
No, his most slept on.
Most slept on.
Most slept on.
That's pretty good. I don't know. I mean, that movie is better than it gets credit for. I don't know. The Lost World's better than it gets credit for, too.
Yeah.
It's crazy, like, when you're someone like Spielberg that has just so many monumental hits that other ones just get overlooked that are usually equally as great.
Yeah. But, if anything, he has more movies that are overrated. Like, Ready Player One shouldn't be a 7.4.
I like that movie, though.
I don't know. It's fine. What?
How would you like...
It's like a 6.9.
I haven't seen that. I really want to see that. I mean, Dude, he's still got
some
it.
Deep
man.
Dive on Spielberg right now.
Yeah, right.
I mean, if you had to describe Spielberg's style, like, how would you describe it? Because it's very distinct.
Just like blockbuster. Just yeah. like
he's like Christopher like Nolan before Nolan was Nolan.
Like, he's making movies more than he's making like a film, I feel like.
Right. There's a theatricality to it, and there's a sentimentality to it, I guess. And just like earnestness overall, earnestness. Like, he's just not a, not a cynical filmmaker, like, at all. And he'll never like go full cynical. Everything's just like very much is what he's showing you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then he also just for paints sure. it with such a family friendly, for lack of a better word, kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, too. He's going for those PG-13 ratings.
I guess, yeah, I mean,
even like Indiana Jones.
He can go R and he can go there and it's great. And like Saving Private Ryan and Schindler's List and Munich, and he can go there. But when he doesn't, and the story's kind
of
asking for it.
And he goes to like Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom's incredible.
With like the kid character. Yeah, that's like a kid's movie, honestly. But then all of a sudden they rip a person's heart out of their chest.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that was one of the movies that made the PG-13 rating, right? It was that in Gremlins.
Yeah.
His parents were fucking Gremlins. Horrified bringing their kids.
But yeah, there's like a childish like sense of wonder.
Yeah, and I just feel like for this movie, it's a really strange like experience, because the movie is kind of, it's so like heavy, but Spielberg is like giving it to you so like lightly, that it makes for this really weird like thing happening where you're like, oh, I guess this is for like kids can watch this and like learn something, but then you're watching and you're like, oh my lord.
I mean, it's not like super light. I don't know, it's
this
still
movie
like pretty
specifically
heavy, but
it's not,
but the tone though.
I feel like, well, because it's like trying to like push out this like darkness with like that light, but yeah, there's still a lot of darkness.
I feel like he doesn't lean into like characters' emotions too hard, so things stay a little surface. Like, even with this movie, it's like you could see the sadness, but it doesn't like really like show her for like an extended period of time, like weeping and like her daily life struggle. It's like a little bit more surface, for lack of a better term.
Right. He kind of just like serves it
and
up
like
to you.
Generalizes like the sad, like the depression in a way. And I feel like a lot of his movies, they don't allow for like the character to fully develop into like their emotions. I don't know how else to explain that.
Well, I feel like that's another thing about Spielberg's style, is that he's all about like the cinematic spectacle of it all, more so than like
his transitions are nasty.
He always knows where to put the camera. Every shot's perfect. He knows how to move it beat to beat visually. He knows how to like fucking shoot a scene. Like, there's just like, every scene is just covered perfectly. But it's like that always goes above like the performances, I feel like, in his movies. Even though this movie has some great, amazing performances.
But it does, but it moves around. It moves around quickly without like dwelling too much.
Yeah,
you feel like it like overshadows the performances sometimes.
I mean, if anything, like, with new actors, it helps them. Like, as it, like Whoopi and like Oprah, they're like brand new to acting, and it like you can't really tell. Like, he's like the way he shoots.
I mean, that's what you're always going for. That's true. I do think there's times where like someone is getting in the way of the actor, or someone's getting in the way of the director.
Yeah,
like it's not always like a perfect.
Well, I feel like
fusion.
He's like a big, grand classical director where like he's going to do big sweeping shots, and like there's going to be music swelling, and it's like vibrant colors. Yeah. And like he just kind of gives it all to you in this one. It's like everything's kind of up for like just a very grounded melodrama too, that it's like it's kind of strange. You're like, wow, Spielberg's really giving it to us.
Yeah,
it's like Danny Glover, like
it was like the music from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, a little bit. There was some. It felt like well,
it was Quincy Jones.
Yeah,
Quincy Jones. Which,
ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Quincy Jones.
Because doesn't he usually work with John Williams?
Yeah, it was his first movie without John Williams. I read that, and Quincy Jones murked it.
He did, but it wasn't like a, it didn't steal the movie or anything. It didn't like overshadow the movie, the music.
But Quincy Jones like purchased the rights to Color Purple with Warner Brothers, so he was like heavily attached.
Oh wow, he's like, I want in. They're like, anything for you, Quincy.
My movie, Spielberg. All right.
So did Oprah, right? Didn't Oprah like produce the musical new version one or something? It's funny, like, did, yeah. I haven't seen the musical, but watching this, I was like, this should be a musical. And I can almost
understand how they did that,
yeah. Yeah, I'm curious to see the musical. I might like it even more. Because you're watching it, you're just like, should just be like singing right now. Like, this is enough. Enough of this.
Well, like, that's what you got shook for.
Bummer.
Hold on. Why aren't people singing? Come on.
Yeah, why aren't people singing right now? Because it all feels kind of fantastical the whole time, too. It's a weird kind of movie. But anyway.
Well, in case you didn't know, it was Steven Spielberg directed.
Sorry to step on you, Daniel.
Wait, did he do this one too?
Okay. Yeah, we're just talking about Spielberg. I don't know.
Talking about Spiels.
Why don't we just end it right here?
Yeah, all right. See you guys later.
Spielberg review. This is a review of Color Purple. Just us talking about Spielberg's filmography.
Somehow I feel like it's going to be the most interesting part of the whole thing.
Shit, he's calling it now.
Of course, the white man. But anyways, written by Menno Méhez and adapted from Alice Walker's book, The Color Purple. And we pretty much went through most of the cast. We have Danny Glover. It's good old Albert.
Danny Glover. Yeah,
that was interesting because one of the main reasons I was like excited to see this movie was Danny Glover, and then he ends up being a huge piece of shit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean, he's great at it, but...
Yeah, being a piece of shit.
And he's there the whole time, too. And you just keep waiting for him to leave the movie, and you're like, oh, it's going to be so great when this guy's gone. And then
I felt bad for him.
To the very fucking end, you're like, oh, God.
Yeah, seriously, he's like walking behind... Yeah.
Great performance, though. Danny Glover lives in San Francisco. Shout out.
Hey-oh.
Oh, nice.
You ever want to come on the show, Danny?
San Francisco.
We'd love to have you. The last pod in San Francisco.
That was a movie he did also.
The last black man in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Dude, Mark, that movie's was great.
Wasn't that what it's called?
Asserting.
Yeah. That is what it's
Danny Glover was the last black man in San Francisco.
No.
But we also got Whoopi Goldberg. Oh, whoops. A silly,
nice. Whoop. Introducing.
Whoops,
I love that.
And,
whoopsie.
What an intro!
And, she was awesome in this. She was really good.
It's a funny like introducing Whoopi Goldberg. She's like, hello,
perfect.
Jeez.
You got it.
I'll go make some tea now.
But she's not even in the first hour.
Yeah, right? Yeah. She's.
I know. I kind of prefer... Well, we'll get to it. Yeah.
All right.
But then... Call Me Stedman, because we got my girl, Oprah Winfrey.
Yes, sir. Mm.
Hello.
She plays a boxer.
Oh, yeah. Best is that character. Your girl for this one?
Well, it's more Sophia's my girl. I love Sophia. She's the best character in this movie.
Yeah. Sophia?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But
my mom used to watch Whoopi Goldberg all the time.
Just watch Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Follow her around?
Yeah. Yeah, she would stalk Whoopi Goldberg.
My mom.
Oprah Winfrey. I mean,
yeah, I was gonna say,
did Whoopi Goldberg?
Let me retake that. Let me retake that. My mom used to love Oprah Winfrey.
Used to.
Nah, you're leaving it in.
Yeah, what happened? Every time
my mom told me that she actually would write Oprah letters to try to get her to bring me on and introduce me to Steven Spielberg.
Oh, that is so sweet. Wow.
Yeah. I was like,
did Steven Spielberg?
I can't imagine being like 8-year old me loving Steven Spielberg and just like not knowing what the hell to say.
You made it, kid. Anything you want to say?
Jaws was cool.
How did you make this shark look like that? He's like, next.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, it's called $5 million, kid.
Yeah,
next.
Yeah. $5 million, kid. Yeah. But did they have like a thing on Oprah where like kids could submit and go on and talk to Spielberg?
No.
Or is that just a hope that your mom had kind of made up?
Just a hope that Spielberg my mom would come wanted on to the create show.
For me.
Okay.
Because my mom's awesome.
So she was like, Oprah, please. It's an interesting back door to get to Spielberg.
Yeah. Oprah writes back, you should contact Spielberg.
I didn't even put it together and that they had worked together until like recently.
Oh, that's funny.
Who knew the back door to Spielberg was Harpo? But we got Harpo. Margaret Avery as Shug Avery.
Shug.
He's great.
Oh, wow. Shug.
Yeah.
Same last name.
What did she say? Like, damn, you're ugly.
Yeah. She's just in the fucking drunken stupor. She's like, God damn, you're ugly.
Yeah.
She had
what
no
a
idea.
Bitch.
Yeah.
She was wasted.
I thought that was just her sister coming back. See, I was kind of confused.
No.
You thought that was her sister?
Nah, dude.
Why'd you think that?
But I want to shout this guy out because he has a pretty interesting name. We have Adolf Caesar. As old Mr. Johnson.
Yeah. What a name.
Yeah, what a name. That was the, what's his name? Danny Glover's dad.
Oh, yeah. Kind of a unnecessary character kind of to a degree, but also like hilarious.
I feel like he was just there to like see where he got it from, you know?
That actor died the following year.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy. I mean,
and we got another little first appearance. One of the first appearances, we got Larry Fishburne.
Hey-o.
You know him as Morpheus.
Larry. Dude, we got to do.
That's your breathing.
Or the pigeon whisperer.
from Wick. It's so good.
The Bum King.
Or what's his name? Deep Cover. Dude.
Oh yeah.
Underrated. He should have been a bigger leading man. It's kind of unfortunate that he didn't get as many lead roles.
He played in Boys in the Hood, dude. That's all you need to do.
His performance in Boys in the Hood is so good, dude.
And King of New York.
He was gonna be Jules in Pulp Fiction, they turned it down.
Yeah, that's fucked up. But I mean, can you imagine him and not Samuel L? Like that was not.
Yes, I can. Honestly, Larry slash Lawrence
Larry could
would
do
definitely
it.
Fuck
I think
it
he
up.
He could do it.
Yeah, you think so?
For sure.
You can see it.
For sure. It just it would have probably been a little bit more.
I can see it. Yeah.
A little bit more dramatic and less humorous. That's what I think.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it would have served it.
Well, Tarantino wrote it for him or something like that, right? With him in mind?
Yeah.
That's crazy. And he was just like, no. Sorry, kid.
Well, yeah, because he didn't consider it a leading role, and he wanted to get a leading role.
Wow.
Bad move,
that's crazy.
Bro. Bad move.
How is that not a lead role? It's like the main fucking part in the movie.
Travolta was nominated for Best Actor.
That's crazy.
As you should.
Man, Lawrence Fishburne, so good. Thank you. Thank you, Larry.
Thanks, Larry. And just for you, Jashy Baby, only because you're with us today.
Wow. This is if other cinematographers ever listen to this, they'd be like, why does everyone hate on the DPs?
We got the DP, Alan Devia.
Nice. Well, I want to make it clear that we do respect DPs around here.
Devia.
All right. It's just a bit.
It's just a bit.
It's just a bit.
Oh, man.
My favorite DP is Peter Deming.
Peter Deming?
Yeah. Did like all Nick or David Lynch's stuff, like
you were about to say Nick Cage
from like after Twin Peaks and on.
I thought you were making a joke. Well, because maybe his name is.
I just watched Wild at Heart again.
Nice. Well, I mean, this guy did E.T. Oh.
Yeah, dude. I mean, come on. Yeah, we're getting sidetracked here. Alan Davio, Empire dude.
Of the Sun.
Come on.
Yeah, so he's doing some Spielberg stuff.
And he did Congo?
Oh, five Academy Award Congo. Nominations. Five.
Everybody knows.
Yeah, one of them for this, I bet, right?
E.T., Color Purple, Empire of the Sun, Avalon, and Bugsy. Shot Bugsy, dude.
Oh, Bugsy.
Which is kind of a weird gangster movie. It's pretty underrated. It's doesn't quite hold up. The pacing is a little strange, but it's worth a rewatch for sure. And then he went out on a high note with 2004's Van Helsing.
Oh, nice. Hugh Jackman.
And what's her name?
I love that movie.
Beckinsale?
That yeah, it's know? Crazy. He didn't do that many movies, but the ones he did, he fucked up.
Yeah, seriously.
It's crazy. Rest in peace. He died in 2020.
Damn.
Congo, dude. He shot Congo, bro.
I said that already.
Did you? Sorry. Well, it's worth mentioning twice. It's Congo. He's definitely one of those DPs that like is responsible for like a lot of the movies you remember watching as a kid.
Amy. Nice. Amy.
E.T.
Bad no spoilers.
Gorilla.
And boy, oh boy, did the cinematography in this movie look fucking amazing.
Yeah, that's true. It did look really nice on 4K.
It was probably... nice. It was probably the best way... Sorry, shit. Probably the best part of the movie.
Was oh, that wow. It was on 4K?
No, it was the cinematography. Imagine if this movie wasn't shot as beautifully. Would you even want to watch it?
It just looks like shit.
Yeah. Well, I guess, yeah, you can say that about anything. You wouldn't want to watch anything that looks like shit.
Yeah. It like looks terrible, but what they're saying, pretty profound.
Can you imagine if this movie was shot by an idiot? It's like, you know, any movie shot. All right.
Get into it?
Yeah, that's all I got, dude.
All right, well... So back, we're in the Color Purple.
Ooh.
So yeah, I mean, it starts with like this like birth scene, and I guess it's Celie giving birth to a child, and it's she was raped by her dad.
Yep.
It's like her father's child.
Yeah, that's.
And he takes it from her, and she freaks out and sees it later. And she asks to hold it and stuff. That's pretty crazy.
Sees it?
Oh, yeah.
Who sees the baby?
Is that what you call a child? It?
Yeah. Sees whatever the hell that thing was. And
Was it a boy or a girl?
Sees it. Holds it.
It was a boy. Oh, no. It was a girl.
You're right. Yeah, I think it was a girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole interaction was so weird. She was being so weird. Like, I get it, but she was just kind of like, I don't know. If you were Mrs. Samuel and you were letting some stranger hold your baby, she was just like, Olivia? You think that's a good name? Olivia?
What was
like,
that?
Okay, bitch, give me back my fucking baby. But then
she says she like has a nickname, and it's the one that she gave it, right?
Yeah.
Or no, yeah, her name was like something else, and she was like, but I call her Olivia. And like the whole time, Celia has an inner monologue where she's like, I named her Olivia before my daddy took her.
Mm.
Like, yeah. Wow. And then
stars are aligning.
The lady's like, I call her Olivia because she looks old.
Yeah.
Old Livy. Old Livy. And fucking Sally, what's her name? Little Whoopi's mind is blown. Like, she's just
Little
like,
Whoopi.
She's like, what the fuck is happening? And it she's like, really now give bizarre. Me my fucking kid back.
That's, yeah, she was like, all right, bitch, give me my kid and I'll get the fuck out of here.
Also, I love that scene because everyone else is just being super racist to both of them.
The store owner? The store owner, you gonna buy anything, gal? You gonna buy anything, gal? He like pops up.
Yeah. You wanna buy anything, you fucking bitch? You got mad customers. Yeah. He's like, whoa.
Stares her out.
Yeah. There's just one guy talking to him. He's just one white guy.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, racist. He was helping someone else, and then he was like, oh, hold on, wait a minute.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. Lady. He's like, you gonna buy this yard? She's like, yeah, I'll take 3 feet of this yard or whatever. Yeah. Yarn or whatever the fuck this fabric. And then he's like, he cut it so aggressively. And then he pops up at the end. You gonna buy it? Yeah,
and then he's like, what about you, bitch?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'm going.
Fuck out of my store. Yeah. God, Jesus Christ.
I mean, it was what 1903 or something,
like 1915 or some shit.
And it's like in
1950 now.
Not even.
Not even. It's like 1905 at that point.
Yeah. No, because she delivered the baby in 1909.
No, it was like 1901. Okay. Wasn't it? I'm pretty sure.
The early 1900s.
It's early 1900s. No. We got to get the year right, you fucking bastard. No. Get the year right.
It's turn of the century. Matters,
yeah. What? Danny Glover comes, is looking for a wife. He wants her sister, right?
Creep.
Yeah, her younger church. Sister.
He's in church which, staring at her.
Which Seeley is 14. And Danny Glover wants her younger sister.
Danny Glover has a great smile.
Yeah, he's
a creepy
looking good.
Ass smile.
I'm not gonna lie, he's looking good.
Yeah, that's a good smile.
When when it started out with someone getting, you know, birthing her father's child, I was like, oh yeah. And then it immediately goes to Danny Glover being like a kid rapist. I was like,
yeah, I was like, here we go. Like,
thanks, Mark. Jeez. Yeah, this is a great. So this glad we're watching this.
Yeah, it's a little gift for
two
you.
And a half hours of this. Fuck.
Yeah, this is so uncomfortable. This whole exchange between like her dad and
oh yeah, and he's like basically selling her like cattle. He's just
and
like
but they're like watching from the window and they're like seem like happy about it, but they're probably just thinking they're getting like rescued away from this like asshole dad.
Yeah, exactly. And he doesn't want to let the young one go because he wants to rape her himself.
More, yeah.
So now they're like fighting over who gets to rape the like 12-year-old girl first.
He's
so uncomfortable.
He said, Nettie's too young. What Nettie's a time too young to be alive. And you'll never have her ever.
Yeah.
That's what this is intense. This is an intense way to start a movie. And this is like the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. That's what, yeah, like the first 10 minutes, they lay a fucking lot on you.
Yeah.
It's like your whole childhood, and they
it's
just.
Traumatic. It's traumatic. Yeah. This whole, the whole childhood part is just traumatic.
But the sister eventually like comes to live with them, and she teaches her how to read. And I don't know. They seem like pretty happy together, but then Danny Glover tries to rape her and chases her out of there. Pretty much, right?
Oh, the whole oh, that is it the horse crazy. Scene? Like while they're on separate paths.
Yeah.
But
they kind he's of riding a off. Horse
he
like the and he's doing tricks.
He has like a hat full of
he's doing little tricks flowers. And he looks like a like doing? The creepiest clown on a horse.
Yeah, that's I was like, yeah, what is this? It? Like what the fuck?
He's like, yeah, no! Like
and then the horse is just empty.
Yeah, and she looks comes absolutely out of the bushes. Frightened. She looks so frightened the whole time.
Oh my god.
It's so fucking fucked up. And you're just like, God damn, dude.
Yeah, no. She gets them. She gets
them. Yeah, she needs them right in the balls.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. I thought she was going to kill him right there and that the movie was going to go in a different direction. I was like, oh, please kill this guy. And then they have to deal with that. Let that be what the color purple is.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He was going to die a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, you keep waiting for him to die. The whole fucking movie.
Waiting for him to die.
Yeah, I love that. Redemption. It's so creepy because, like, you know that this is, like, his way of, like, coming on to a little girl is to, like, do little tricks on a horse.
Yeah, dude.
And she's not falling for it.
She's not responding.
At all. Yeah, and he's like, come on, huh? I got a little thing over here. Where's my hand? Oh, where'd I go? Where'd I go? I'm gonna get you.
Peek-a-boo. And he started dancing with her. Forcefully, and she's like, please, I want to go to school, please.
Oh,
let
my
me go to
God.
School.
This is disturbing. They really draw it out.
But yeah, then he chases her out of there.
Get the hell out of here. Yeah.
And then Celie evolves into Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
And she thinks her sister died. She hasn't heard from her in a while because she told her she was going to write to her.
Yep.
And she hasn't. And then we get Oprah. She's just marching down the dirt road.
Girl Sophia.
She's Whoopi and she's still reading Oliver Twist.
Yeah, the first
slightly better
of Oliver
now.
Twist.
Yeah, I did notice that.
I thought she would improve a lot more, but she doesn't.
Yeah, but she didn't really
improve that much. Not that much.
If anything, she kind of got worse.
She kind of got a little worse.
If anything, it's a little more pathetic.
I like that transition, though, from her like reading Oliver Twist, and then all of a sudden it was like, and it's fucking Whoopi. I was like, here we go, finally. Yeah. I could only take so much of Danny Glover raping little girls. It's like, I'm glad we did that for 30 minutes. So yeah. Whew! I'm like, okay. Let's get past that.
Oprah comes in. She abuses her husband, but that's almost just played for laughs.
No, see, I don't think she abuses her husband as much as she don't take no shit off of nobody. Are you kidding me?
She
was fine.
Woman.
Yeah, she controlled the household, and Danny Glover was the one that was like, you need to control your woman, boy. And even Whoopi.
Ass.
Yeah, even Whoopi was like, you need to beat her.
That's all she knew.
And then,
trauma response.
Yeah, he tried that shit, and then Oprah gave him, you know, a little 1-2. See him with a...
She's shoving him around and shit.
I love when he's like, Dad, that thing, it hit my face. Yeah. You see a mark on my
eye? You see the hook? Right mark right on my eye.
He's like, I only see a fist.
Yeah. Like, I love that too,
hoof.
I love that, like, he's, like, no match for her. Like, she just fucking beats.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, when he tries to, like, buck up on her, I was like, dude, you would get your ass fucking, I can already tell. Harpo don't take no shit, dude.
Also, that transition when she's like, Harpo, and then it's like, whoa, I'm getting married.
Whoa.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I was just like, whoa.
He's like, he said I don't at first.
Yeah,
like fast forward to him. He's like, I don't, and then he's like, no, I do. I like that.
She's like, what do you mean?
And then she beat
like,
him into
I
him.
Do. What? Yeah.
That was a good
Harpo,
one.
Harpo kind of comes out like kind of a great character.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, Harpo's good.
He's pretty annoying at first.
I mean, he's been abused his whole life. He's like kind of like sheltered and weak.
Yeah.
It's just like compared to every other male character in this whole movie.
Yeah.
Harpo's awesome.
For sure.
That's kind of true. He only beats up Oprah Winfrey a little bit.
Yeah, only
that's
hits her
like
once.
No, that's not true. No, that's not true.
Whoops his
that's not true. There's a montage where they're like, they hit each other.
Yeah. They had a whole thing where they're fighting each other.
They would hit each other and have more kids, then hit each other again and have more kids.
And then until she had
she's
enough.
She's saying it as they're packing up the truck.
Yeah.
With all the kids for her. I love that shot of her in the back of like the horse wagon. And she's just like riding off. And it looks like it's about to fucking like collapse. She's just like,
yeah, there's a dresser on there with a glass lamp. Dude. There's a glass lamp on top of a dresser.
What a dramatic, like, because that's how it was then, you know, like. You do a dramatic exit, like it's mad slow, like you hop on a horse carriage. It's like, all right, I'm leaving. Yeah. All right, bye.
You watch them for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Clip,
they clear the hill.
Go up a hill. Like,
5 minutes.
Just staring at him, like, slowly.
Yeah, they really captured that well in this.
Yeah.
Yeah, the setting. Beautiful setting for such a bummer of a movie.
I kind of like how Steven Spielberg shot the scene where when they first introduce Sophie, like, having got punched, she like, fucking move and plows herself through an entire cornfield just to get to Whoopi, who's, like, I guess setting up a scarecrow or something. I don't even know what she's doing. Mm-hmm. But, like, she went into the middle of a cornfield and was like, yo, you told him to beat me? Are you fucking stupid?
Oh.
That was great.
Well, she was like, she was like, my dad beat me, my grandpa beat me, and now, like, you're making my husband beat me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, she's like, I've been fighting my whole life. I didn't think I'd have to fight in my own house. And I was like, God damn. There you go, Oprah.
Oh, yeah, she is like.
Nah, that was good.
She is like the strength of the movie for sure.
Oh, yeah.
All my life I had to fight. I had to fight my daddy. I had to fight my uncles. I had to fight my brothers. Girl child ain't safe in a family means. But I ain't never thought I had to fight in my own house. I loves Hopper. God knows I do. But I kill him dead before I let him beat.
And I just love, I mean, it's like Whoopi just like learning how to be a woman through like all her relationships with these people because she's such a weird, sheltered life.
She's just broken.
She's been a sex slave.
Broken.
Man, her whole life.
Her whole life. She's just been, a broken victim.
It sucks.
Yeah.
But then who shows up? It's Shug Avery.
Just.
Danny Glover's lover, mistress.
Here we go.
You ugly as fuck.
but she has some disease.
That's what they said, that she has a woman's disease or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Woman's disease?
Woman's sex disease.
She has a STD.
And then,
Probably.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like. Yeah, but Danny Glover tries to make her breakfast, like the worst thing ever.
Oh yeah.
And then,
well, he brought kerosene and it's amazing. Oven.
Oh my god,
that was
yeah.
hilarious though, because Whoopi's sitting there laughing in the kitchen as he tries to cook, and then she's like pointing out where all the things are, and then he's like, "I'll show you. I'll light this shit on fire," and then he like, "I'll heat this oven up," and he brings a whole thing of kerosene, and then. Then they show Whoopi just leave the chair and it's just rocking by itself, empty, in the kitchen right before he burns that, basically almost burns the house down.
Which is another, like, they do these weird, like, these, like, kind of, like, Daffy moments in this movie.
Yeah,
where it's like kind of like cartoonish and like
to show how clueless he is in the kitchen.
Yeah, yo, we burned the stove. The guy who rapes little girls. Here's a funny moment.
Don't you love him?
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, what the fuck is this? Why do I give a fuck about this guy fumbling? Are you really humanizing this guy right now?
He gets bonked in the head with a couple pans.
Right. Yeah. Right, right. Clink. Whoopi's in the back like, oh, ah.
She's just laughing in the closet. Like,
yeah, I'm like, go kill him. Go fucking knife him in the throat right now.
Slice his throat. Oh, yeah, fucking shave his fucking.
What
yeah.
is this?
She did. Something that stood out in that scene, though, she did when she went to cook for Shug, she brought up a fucking spread for a king. It looked so good. There was like four biscuits, like cheese grits, fucking pork chop, like eggs. It looked so good.
Yeah, but then Shug was like, I told you I didn't want anything. And then she like 2 seconds later throws an empty tray back at her.
Yeah.
It's like, God damn you, gremlin. Like, you fucking...
Well, she's such a bitch.
She's an alcoholic and a drug addict at that point.
Yeah.
And she got like, that sex disease.
You is ugly.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
I was like, here we go. Now we're in a different movie. This is the whole thing. You can tell it's based on a novel. I mean, I feel like this is one of the fun things about book adaptations. You can choose to really stick to it. Just seems like this one probably did. I haven't read it. But it's just, it's so digressive. Like, the whole movie, there's no, you know, it just moves kind of like a novel would, where it's just like, and now we're here, and now we're over here, and now we're over here. Just like, where are we going? Movie? Where are you taking us?
Can we stop now the ride, please?
Steve, wait a minute.
Now we're nursing this lady? It's great.
Oh, yeah.
Danny Glover's dad comes. I guess his name is just Mr. also, so Mr.'s dad shows up, and Whoopi Goldberg gives him the water, but spits in it, and it's like that like drooly fucking strand of spit and stuff. And
oh yeah,
mixes it in there for him.
Yeah, they
do. Yeah.
It seems like. I think Glover liked it.
Yeah.
I don't think
I just
he
liked
could
how
tell.
Happy. Yeah, he couldn't tell, but I liked how happy Whoopi was.
Yeah, Whoopi was definitely, like, just showing her hand. Like, she was just like, oops.
Yeah, she was just staring
at him. She even looked
at
the glass. Yeah. She was like, ooh.
She's like, got him.
Yeah, he kept, like, almost drinking it and then not drinking it. She was like, oh.
They just built some, like, music club in the, like, in the swamp.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Harbo's Music Club.
And then the movie that I've been waiting for starts.
Yes,
where we're doing a swampy woodside jazz club in the South.
Yeah, this part is pretty great.
Yeah, this is great.
Shug Avery doing some musical numbers.
Oh my god, dude, this is the best part.
Having the first simps
Harpo
for her
falling through the ceiling every 2 seconds.
Yeah,
that's like a feels classic like- shtick.
Yo, what the fuck was that? Why
it goes into this whole like cartoonic like comical
that's the
relief.
Thing, man. Yeah, like, this
comic
movie,
relief
like,
during all this darkness.
It's comic relief, but it's a strange way to do comic relief to have like. I don't know. It's just,
it seems like an Acme. It seems like an Acme cartoon.
It does. Like you're like, oh shit, like. Damn, Sophia's there with like her new lover and stuff, and like, oh, I'm so glad she's back in the movie. She's the best part. And then the guy's like, doop 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 doop, and he's on the ceiling, on like a rafter thing, and he's like, oh. And then he falls, and they're like, Harpo, what are you doing, Harpo? And he's like, well, Sophia, what are you doing here? And I was like, is this Family Matters? No, what is this? But I will say, when this happens, when it comes into the music club, I was like, yes. It feels like
that song was great that she
been
sang.
Building to that.
That she sang to Cecily.
Yeah, and we get all the characters finally like under one roof, kind of. And we're all just there. And I'm just like, oh, yeah. Like, this is what it's all about right now.
It's the first time you see the social hierarchy of Danny Glover's character, Albert. Where like he's almost like an outsider, and even in the club itself, like he's just sitting there, like just like drooling over Shug, and like everyone else, you can tell that they have a little bit more social like maturity there, and they're also more connected to the city they're in.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah,
you can see he's a loser. Basically, is what I'm trying to say. In a short.
Yeah, he's. Yeah, like he's not respected at all. Yeah, like he's not. Yeah, he's an outcast.
As well, he should be. He's a fucking child rapist. But then again, that's like pretty normal.
Poor Danny.
Too. I don't know.
Yeah, to marry young women there.
Right.
And then that's like, the Shug scene. Remember, or not the Shook scene, Sophia punches the shit. Is this the scene where she punches?
Yeah, she like
yeah,
kills
this is
someone,
the whole,
right?
Yeah, like after the
punches
song.
Punches through the whole of the building.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
His new wife.
Yeah, our crazy fight wife. Breaks out.
Yeah, that was
I really wish it was just more of Oprah Winfrey punching people. I mean, there was like...
It was a pretty cool out, few. Yeah.
I wanted that a lot more.
It literally get, peaked like, with her punching someone. Like, it like peaked. Like,
it kind of does.
Thing yeah. builds up to the one epic punch.
Every yeah, it does. And then it,
you don't
a pretty
even see it, though.
Fun little bar fight that erupts from there.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, cartoonish. Yeah.
So cartoonish. But then you're like, oh yeah, here we go. Spielberg knows how to do a fight, always. Also, he's obsessed with shadows in this movie. There's like the there's so many shadow scenes, like prolonged shadows doing stuff.
Mm.
Fighting each other and shit. But did you guys clock that the fucking that girl, what's his name's new girl? Harpo's new girl.
From that the Arnold Schwarzenegger
was.
Movie?
Yes, dude.
Oh, what?
And I was so glad to see her get punched right in the face.
Commando.
What, Commando?
Yeah, Commando.
Ray oh, wow. Don Chong, dude.
She's the female lead.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Tommy Chong's daughter.
That's hilarious.
Ray Don nice. Chong.
That's the first thing I Welcome. Thought of. I was like, oh, she just got knocked out. Hilarious. And in this movie, they barely gave her any lines. That's how you utilize her. That's how you do it.
Oh my god, that's such a low blow to Ray Don Chong.
Dude, that's how you do it.
That's how you use her. No lines and you throw her in the fucking gutter.
Yeah, you take out the trash.
If you haven't seen me, you beat the fuck out of her. You don't give her any lines.
You fit in right in Hollywood, dude.
Like, damn, what did Ray Don Chong ever do to you?
Just Commando.
Commando.
But so Shook Avery kind of like seduces Seeley.
Yeah.
And they talk about like sex with Mister, and she says, oh, you've never even had sex then, if it's like that.
Yeah,
you're a virgin. She
does his business.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's going to the bathroom. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
It's like, God damn. God damn, she's Whoopi.
Like, sounds like he's taking a big giant dookie on your face. He's like,
well.
That's what it feels like.
The lines here are very weird. Some weird ass lines.
Well, also, it's like, why is there like just a little bit of a lesbian romance, but then not explored at all?
I actually think this is, I don't know if you guys agree. I think it was just her showing her intimacy for the first time. I felt like that was the point.
Yeah, I mean, she was teaching because, like, she showed her how to smile. You know,
right?
Don't be so shy.
Yeah, good smile. Yeah,
be yourself. Give me a little bit of that smile. Show me them teeth.
But it was fucked up because she was toying. She was toying with Whoopi's heart.
No, she wasn't. I don't think so.
Whoopi was definitely in love with her.
Oh
no,
yeah.
No, I don't think so. I think she idolized her.
What?
Wasn't in love.
Yeah, I think it was love. I think it was easy for her to fall in love with someone at that point.
Yeah. That was like literally one out of two people that had ever like showed her any kind of affection.
To me, I didn't see her like falling in love with her. I just felt like she was connecting, like found someone that she could be intimate with.
Bro, she was crushed when she came back with a man.
Yeah.
There was no reason. For
she
her to be actually. That upset.
Yeah, she was more excited than Danny Glover.
Wanted to be
back.
In his spot, yeah.
But I do feel like that's just more shows her, like, her abuse. I don't know. I didn't get, like, a real lesbian vibe going. I just felt like...
Yeah, I don't know. It's,
but there is a little bit there. There's a little bit. There's a little bit yeah. there.
It was a certain kind of love, you know?
There's definitely a little bit there. I mean,
there's a little
that
bit.
Being like an awakening for her because, which makes sense. I mean, the only relationship she's ever had to sex with men has been
a positive awful. One with a woman. Yeah.
Right. So.
She just gets mounted by old men.
Exactly.
But, yeah, Shug leaves to Chicago and Oprah gets into a scuffle. Where she denies, like, a white person something, ends up punching a white man in the face, and then meets the
not just the white
butt
man
of a pistol.
Yeah, that was the mayor.
That was the mayor. And the mayor's that was the mayor? Wife. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad move.
That was fucked up.
Sucked.
That was a bad move.
Yeah, definitely a bad move. But an amazing move too. And Larry Fishburne's like, no. Awesome.
Yeah, Larry Fishburne. Sophia, no.
And then a truck goes by, and then the mayor's just on the ground, and you know what happened.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
And then that pistol whip like fucks up her face like permanently.
Yeah.
Was it from?
Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
Her eye.
It seemed. Yeah, right. Because then her eye was like that for the rest of the movie.
And then she had like a crazy limp
she had, but I guess not.
No. Yeah, it was like obviously
pistol whips right in the face, and then she just like.
Yeah.
And then like she gets released.
Jailed for 8 years.
Yeah.
Insane.
Oh my god.
And then when she's let out, she just is like forced to be the maid for that lady. It's so fucked.
Yeah, right.
I was forced like, into, hey.
She's like, I'm driving now. I'm driving. Like, she's like almost about to run everybody over. I'm driving now. I'm driving.
That's terrible. Yeah. She's like going to drop her off to like see her family for like the first time in like 10 years. And then she's like, actually, we got to go because I can't drive
now.
Oh,
yeah.
That yeah. Was, and I don't know these people, but I've always shown these people love.
Yeah, I mean, that was insane. And her driving was insane. Yeah. Also, their, solution was insane to just jump on the car.
On her car? It's like eight guys.
To just, eight dudes just, going,
whoa.
Who wouldn't be scared? Who would not be scared? I mean, black or not.
Calm down.
You got 10 dudes grabbing the wheel on your convertible like monkeys. Yeah. I would be terrified.
Whoa.
Dude, chill, bro.
Because they're grappling.
Shug's back, and now she's married.
Yeah,
Shug's back. Devastation. Oh, yeah,
she finds all the letters from her sister.
Finally,
yeah, she goes gets the letters while he's drinking with her husband.
Yeah, Shug gets.
And then there's
some.
This awesome, she's been in Africa this whole time. There's all these cool scenes of her in Africa and her life.
This is amazing right here. And again, we just cut to a completely different movie. Out of nowhere.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What? It's just like do. I was like,
yeah, and it just turns into her narrating letters. It's like, today in Africa, they fucking burnt down our whole village and put
It's crazy.
It's like, gosh. So and Whoopi's like smiling. She's like, she's okay. She's alive.
That's so true. Yeah, it's a very weird, it's a very strange sequence.
It was like an abrupt fairy tale all of a sudden. That's the rest of the movie. From here on out, as soon as she gets the letter, it turns into an abrupt fairy tale. That's what I felt like.
Yeah, fairy tale is actually a good word. The whole thing feels like a weird fairy tale.
Yeah.
It just feels like it's just like things are just happening. And you're just like, what?
What is going on?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because the way her sister, she's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I just happened to fucking be the nanny and of those people you gave your kids to. And I'm with your kids. What's up?
In Africa, doing missionary
work. In Africa. What's up?
With an African tribe. And oh, by the way, we're stuck here because we can't get approved for immigration.
By the by. Yeah.
Yeah.
Insane.
I love before that
when they're it's like Danny Glover and that new guy, Shug's new guy. I love how they bond. They're just like, hey, yeah, we both fucked her. Isn't that great? But I love her more.
And Shug's smiling.
And then they're just like smashing eggs on each other's heads and like getting wasted. And I'm like, what the fuck is this like weird Eskimo brother ritual? Like, what the hell's going on here?
I hated that so much.
That was so weird. And then they just disturbing. Walk out on the field. And they're like, I love her more. And they're like, oh, you might. It's just fucking stupid. Like, what?
It's fucked up. It's so really weird. Dark, and you're just like
how they view women is just so, it's like, it really is like objects and just like I don't know.
But it's but then Spielberg presents it as if it's like buddy, like slapstick. Funny dialogue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Just like
what the fuck?
Smacking raw eggs on each other's foreheads, like it's just something. The
slapstick
they
do. Fairy tale.
Like,
we all
like look, what? Like they're
just like kids, you know? They're just like immature teenage kids.
Yeah, they're just having fun.
Yeah, throwing eggs on each other. It's like
fun, having fun for 30 yeah. years, hiding like her sister's letters, the only person she ever loved. So fun.
Yeah,
hide it in the fucking floor. So fun.
I hate that guy. He hates me. Glover's character.
Well, then he wants a shave, and I said, "Kill his ass, please."
Kill out loud. Him. And then
you say it out loud.
Get stopped again.
Oh yeah, Shug comes in.
Yeah,
she's like,
that was cool. I actually liked the sequence.
Yeah, this was pretty, could have been the best sequence of the movie. And then I was like, oh man, if she kills him, this is the best part of the movie. If she doesn't,
it ruins her whole life.
It's ruins the yeah. This whole sequence is ruined. And she didn't. So the whole
I'm glad she didn't ruin her life. That would have been terrible.
Yeah.
She should have slice Danny, dog. Because that whole build up and it's like the it keeps cutting to Africa. It's like
Yeah.
And like she's and like kids getting it's like
the kids going through
she
that
was
ritual.
Going to.
Dude, it's so sick. With the kid and it's like they're picking up the dagger. Yeah. I was like, okay, you're really building this up, Spielberg. Like, are we gonna do it? No.
No.
What? And then so they take her to Memphis or no shit. Not yet. Or did they take her to Memphis yet?
No.
Does that happen like right then?
It happens no.
Is there there's like the dinner scene?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's that's
part. Yeah. This is where the movie
Whoopi gives them what is.
Oh my lord.
Just yeah, she has nothing but a low down dirty dog bitch. So's your daddy and so's your son and I don't give a fuck. And just lets it go. Let it fly on everyone.
Yeah.
Kind of comes out of nowhere. You're like, Sophia. I didn't even know you could talk like that.
I mean, at this point she's had enough.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, she read the letters.
It was the
she
letters.
Read all the letters.
It was the letters. Yeah. Yeah, that was when it was like, oh, okay. You're a fucking piece of shit.
She should have known with him running to the mailbox like that.
I thought so too. Like she
pretty obvious. What else? Yeah, why else would he do that?
Obvious from the very first time.
Yeah.
Why else is he hiding the mail from you?
I'm telling, victim of, because he was like, when she first got there, he was like, only I look at the mailbox and I know when it's been tampered with. And if you fuck with it, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
And it's like, Jesus. So she's just been conditioned to be his lapdog basically for her whole life.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but he is then she leaves, and he's trying to get her or whatever, and she uses the fucking force on him.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Yes,
she did give him the force.
That was great. I laughed at that part. She was just.
She literally said, "She said if you don't do right by me, then everything you touch will fail.
Yeah.
Everything you think about will fail." You will be a piece of shit the rest of eternity. And then he was like, oh, shit. And she's like, I might be ugly, but I'm still here.
I'm here.
Oh, she keep the ugly thing. It's
kept going on.
Not that ugly. Like,
actually,
that's actually a common theme throughout the whole movie. Yeah, they're just like, you're skinny, you're ugly, you don't have a beautiful smile.
Yeah. I was like, they really should have cast someone who was like, I don't know, maybe a little bit weirder looking.
Even on the red carpet of the Oscars, like Spielberg comes up and he's like next to Whoopi. He's like, isn't she ugly?
Ugliest bitch in Hollywood right here.
Yeah.
No one else could have done it. I imagine the script is just like, Sally, 20s, black, ugly.
20s, black, ugly.
It's the character description. But I love that scene. And What does she say to him? She's like, everything you done to me already been done to you or something.
Yeah.
And then she throws like chocolate golden coins to children from a train.
Yeah, that seems kind of fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, there's an extended train sequence.
Because even I thought that was maybe like real. I was like, maybe Whoopi got it big. And then she, it's just chocolate. And even the kid's like, ah, oh, fuck, it's just chocolate.
Come on, kid.
She throws it back.
Fuck you, chocolate bitch.
Well, the best part, hey, the best part that we went over is Sophie got her groove back, literally, at the dinner table, and she was like, she was literally twitching like she was like a lunatic.
She was broken.
She lost it. She completely lost it, and then all of a sudden. To see Whoopi like gain her confidence and for the first time stand up for herself, she was like, "Oh, I'm back, baby! Thank you so much. I'm back, baby."
Nice. Hell yeah,
that was great.
Well, yeah, because that's what Whoopi was just like, "You nothing but a sad sack of horse shit." And if it wasn't for your son, the white people wouldn't have gotten Sophia. And then she just starts laughing hysterically and she's like, "You know what? You're fucking right."
Yeah.
And then she just like takes charge. I'm like, "There, Sophia. There you are."
Oh, that was so good. She's like, "I'm staying."
Yeah. She was like, "I came at the right time, didn't I? God damn it."
Yeah. I came at the right time.
And then the dad comes in. The dad at the end of the table says, "About time we get some order around here." Like he's like in agreement with Sophia.
That's right.
Yes, well, wrap it up, Celie's dad dies, leaves the house to her and her sister. She opens up a pants store.
One size fits all. Mister shows back up.
He got a letter from immigration. He goes and like pays to get her sister back, and so they're reunited with like all of her kids and stuff. And they've got some like flowy, nice like robes and all that.
Beautiful. That was great. And she's living with like Suge, right?
Suge and the ex to Harpo.
Oh no, Sophia and Harpo got back together.
Sophia and Harpo got the better, but she's living with, it looks like, Suge and Harpo's ex, the girl that got punched by Sophia in the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Commando.
Like they're living. Yeah, Commando. Right on
your guess. Oh.
My girl.
Commando.
My girl.
Your least favorite
less
actress.
Less is more. No, less is more with her. That's all it is. She's great.
She had that fucking badass part when they have that sing-off in the church.
Oh my god, yeah, that was great.
Yeah, that was Harbo's like wife or ex-wife or whatever.
Oh, remember
that she was like singing at?
No, that was
Suge was singing at.
Doesn't she take a stance in the dinner scene? She's like, "That's not my name. I have a different name. I'm going with them too."
Yeah, but that made no sense.
That was wild.
It made no sense.
Yeah.
It made no sense for her to join in on that at all.
Yeah.
She's like, I want to sing. I want
to
sing.
Memphis too. Like, <what? laughs> like, everyone's going to Memphis. I'll fucking go.
She's like, I also have a character arc to wrap up here.
Yeah.
And that's actually my name. My name's not Squeak. You guys forgot about me. I'm also standing up for what's mine. Like, Squeak, sit the fuck down.
Sweet, yeah, why?
Squeak, what are you doing?
Oh my god.
And then you're like, oh man, what a great ending, but it goes on for like 30 more minutes. Well, you get to see to see Danny Glover just break down.
Yeah, just being miserable.
Yeah, just all alone. And
just a piece of shit.
Well, he broke the spell.
Yeah, I almost feel bad for him.
He broke the spell.
Almost.
He almost broke the spell.
She said, you have to do, if you don't do right by me, your whole life's going to suck. And then he did one nice thing, and then he smiled and was happy at the end. Yeah. And Suge even looked at him and was like, you know, maybe he's not such a weak man anymore.
Yeah, maybe he's a good guy.
Yeah, but then, at the end, he got a little too close for me.
He got too close.
I was like, just die.
He got too close. He was like off in the distance, and then they did another shot of the two of them in the sunset playing patty cake, and then he's like right behind them walking his horse. And I was like, ew, get away, Danny Glover. Mm.
Yeah, no.
What are you doing? Like, get out of their field. Slit you fucking his asshole. Mother- like, what the fuck? Yeah, like, shit.
Yeah, fuck off and die, Danny Glover. In the movie.
Oh, wow.
Not Danny.
Mister.
Yeah, don't ever cut that.
Yeah.
So
don't ever.
I love Danny Glover.
Two great twists is the sing-off, the church sing-off, and the juke bar sing-off. That was hilarious.
And then also
the African children that no longer speak English going up there crying and talking to the mother in African dialect of whatever tribe they're from. And that was just like a funny twist to me. It's like, what is happening?
Yeah, that
was saying, "Mother, mother, I love you."
The movie wouldn't stop giving it to you.
Like, yeah, they drew. Yeah, right. They did draw that ending out a little bit.
We're doing
a little doing too much.
African, they show up like in a cab, like with full African garb. They're just like, "We've arrived,
sister." It did look nice on 4K for sure.
I bet
we get it, Mark. The 4K looks good.
I bet you the
12-bit.
The flowers 12-bit. Were pretty in this.
12-bit
color. Sometimes you got to stop in the field and look for the color purple.
Yeah.
You don't.
Well,
gotta laugh.
I ride my horse buggy up to the crow's nest, and when I look at, through there, I see. I see that the music club opening with Shug Avery singing to Whoopi Goldberg.
Nice.
Sister, you've been on my mind. Oh, sister, we're two of a kind, so sister. I'm keeping my eyes on you. I bet you think I don't know nothing but singing the blues. Oh, sister, have I got news for you? I'm something. I hope you think that you're something too.
Stole mine. Oh no.
Nice.
It was, wait, which part?
It's when she made the song for Cecile.
Yeah, when she sings to her. Yeah, that was great.
That was amazing.
Kind of leading into that romance that they have, that brief romance.
Yeah, that whole sequence. Like, that was like the song, the fight, the when they're like afterwards. Yeah, that whole part was great.
I wish there was more.
That definitely was where the movie like clicked. With me initially, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it's like, nice. All right, never mind. We're going to do other stuff now. It's like,
fuck. Slapstick.
Yeah.
Go back to the singing.
Danny, light something on fire.
Yeah. Where are you going, movie?
Well, I have this crazy old white woman drive me up in her Model T up the stairs.
Nice.
To the captain's cabin.
Ooh.
And I jump out of the car and slam my eye into that keyhole just so I can see all that booty.
Ooh.
And you know what I see?
What?
I see Whoopi Goldberg having Thanksgiving dinner and telling Danny to go fuck himself. I'm going to Memphis.
Until you do right by me, everything you think about is gonna crumble.
I love that part. So much redemption for my girls, Whoopi and Oprah. And yeah, she finally finds her voice and she's doing it. Love it.
It's amazing.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What a climax. Great.
As soon as she said, yeah, you nothing but a low down dirty dog, I was like, ooh, here we go.
Finally.
She almost fucking stabs him in the neck.
About time.
She should have stabbed him.
Almost kills him again.
Neck.
Yeah.
Would have made the movie better.
But yeah, no, but the club scene was a close second for me.
Every film is a voyage. Every voyage has its peak. Traditionally, the captain goes around and sucks everyone's dicks.
Nice.
This movie.
Look how this has evolved.
This movie's captain's blowjob. It's got to be Whoopi walking around reading letters.
Oh, nice, yeah.
And we're seeing Africa, and we're in a completely different film.
Yeah.
From anything we've ever seen, and this is like 2 hours into the movie or something.
But Celie, my dear sweet sister, we'll all be coming home soon if we can work something out with the United States immigration, because they don't know whether we're American or African or missionary. Just pray for us, Celie, and watch for me in the sunset.
It's like hour 50,
a little mini safari ride. It's a little safari ride.
Yeah.
And it's
the
like
elephant jumps out at you.
And it's so sick.
Feel
and they,
him in the bushes.
It's shot so wonderfully too. Like it's just like kids like playing the little marimbas and stuff. They're like do 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 do. And she's like life is tough in Africa. You know, fucking they killed everyone. And Whoopi's gone. She's like, she passes by these people like making a railroad or something.
Yeah.
But they're like also doing like a musical number. Like there's one old guy and he's just like singing a tune. He's like,
yeah, that's how you keep everyone, you know, you get the rhythm going.
He's like making the railroad. And they're all like, and she just like walks by and then goes back to Africa stuff, and you're just like, where are we? What is this? What's happening? You can tell that someone would watch this and be like, this should be a musical, because there's sequences like that where Spielberg wanted it. It's like he wants it to be a musical. He's like, wouldn't it be fun if all the railroad guys are just working in tandem? It's like, I guess. I love that they also like,
or else you're gonna send like shockwaves up the railroad.
Yeah,
if you're all doing it out
you gotta
of unison.
Be in unison, bro. You're working all the live long day.
You gotta be in sync,
right? But just the way it's like presented is just like it's like musical, you know. And the guy's singing. You got an old guy. Like, who hired the guy? Is he like, hey, I'm available today? They're like, would you like to leave?
He's like, well, I'm old as fuck, so I'm not swinging anything.
Swinging, but I'll keep us alive.
Yeah, a one, a two, a one, two, three.
Why, he's the best railroad singer this side of the Mississippi. Yeah.
He keeps those boys on tempo.
Imagine that as like a career profession. Railroad singer.
Railroad metronome.
Oh my god.
Why would you do that? You get typecasted your whole career.
Right, yeah. Imagine trying to break out of that. Your whole portfolio.
Oh, you got a railroad scene? Oh, I know a guy.
Nah, buddy, you're too good. You're too good for what you do. You're too good for what you do.
You try to like play clubs, they're like, what are you, a railroad singer? Like,
yeah. I can do more than railroad sing. Yeah. I got my own tunes.
You got them railroad pipes.
Right. All the songs are about railroads. Like, get out of here, man. Go back. Go do the railroads.
Get out of here with your railroad songs.
Yeah. Yeah. Railroad singer.
Show me something groovy. Come on.
Oh. Yeah, come on, man.
As I plow through the cornfield and kiss a purple flower on the way to see Whoopi, I reminisce of a recently opened dive bar where Suge sings her heart out to Cecile for the first time. She shows her social love, baby. and it's so beautiful, and she moves her hand away from her mouth because she's so shy and insecure, and it's such a touching part of the movie, and I might be wrong,
they but kiss?
I think this might be the time where there was like a tear that came out. There's potential here because it's like the first time they're showing this character any kind of love.
You cried when they kissed?
A little bit. No. That's not... See, I don't connect that scene to the kissing part. Because right from here is when they have the whole brawl. So it's like the singing, and then it gets interrupted a little bit for the brawl.
I bet you think I don't know nothing but singing the blues. Oh, sister, have I got news for you? I'm something... I hope you think that you're something too. Oh, darling, I've been up that lonesome road, and I've seen a lot of suns going down. Oh, but trust me, no lowlife's gonna run me around. So let me tell you something, sister. Remember your name.
That's how they connect. The brawl is this part, and that's why I like it so much, because it's also the same part of the movie where Harpo fucking falls from the ceiling.
Oh, yeah. No, this scene's amazing. This scene's incredible.
Yeah, this whole scene is great.
Oh, my God. Yes. I thought you were talking about when they kiss. No, that scene's fucking incredible.
I didn't really care about that, but they did. They did do a, I feel like a thoughtful transition, because they didn't really like harp on the kissing very much. It was more like they just transitioned out of it real quick. But like you knew that there was, they probably made out a little bit, and they just,
that would have been weird if they like got like really intense, like really hot.
But that Spielberg doesn't do that the whole movie. He just
like some basic instinct
quickly
shit
moves on.
Yeah. Spielberg's like not interested. Next. Let's go do some wheat fields.
Well, does anyone have any remake ideas?
I mean, we all know Idris
Elba. I don't even know who was in the remake.
It's gonna be
Idris Elba.
It's gonna be Albert. That would work. That would actually work. It would work.
I don't want to see Idris Elba play such a piece of shit.
That would be it would be an alternate role for him. I always feel like he plays a good guy.
Yeah. That's true, actually. Except for in like Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, there's like
Yeah, but he just plays a badass there though, still. So.
That's true, yeah. He's not like a piece of shit rapist.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what true.
About for Zendaya for Sealy?
Oh.
Nah. Well, actually, I take that back, because in Euphoria, she gets pretty dark in that movie. I feel like, yeah, that would work.
That's yeah, true. And Spider-Man.
Wait, her as the Oprah Winfrey character?
No.
No, as Sealy, as Whoopi Goldberg. Mm.
So who's Oprah Winfrey then?
Oprah. I don't know, Precious.
Precious? The girl who plays Precious? You just try to think of the first big black girl. Like,
Lizzo.
I don't know. Lizzo.
Lizzo as Sophia.
Oh, wow.
Lizzo. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, you got to do like a modern, like we need more eyeballs on this. Yeah.
Nah, what about Megan Thee Stallion?
Perfect.
Oh, wow.
I could actually see that. That's Sophia. I can see that.
What about for Suge Avery, Zoe Saldana? Or Saldana?
Ooh.
I always get her name wrong.
Or Alicia Keys?
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
Alicia Keys? Whoa, Suge?
Suge Avery.
Suge?
Oh, shit. Now we're talking.
I actually kind of like this remake so far.
Yeah. You guys want to make the color purple? Like,
who's the director?
Again.
Yeah, who would and who would direct this and actually maybe not do random cartoon slapstick jokes in it?
What about Steve McQueen?
Oh my god, yes. I want to see this now.
Yes.
I really want to see it now.
That is the exact person.
The way more character development.
Yeah, he did like 30 years of slave, right? Like, so I mean,
12 years. Like, this
kind
of
be. Yeah, 12 years.
Damn, you want an extra 18 years?
It's a sequel.
30 years of slave. I've been captured again. For longer.
Been captured again.
God damn it!
It's not again. Like an 80-year-old. Yeah. No, Steve McQueen's amazing. He's one of my favorite new filmmakers. I guess not new anymore. He's just an established G. He just doesn't make that many
He's
movies.
Making something awesome right now, actually.
He is, right? It's like a World War II thing.
Is he doing Blitzkrieg?
I think so.
Or Blitz or whatever?
It's something where it's like... I think it's like about people... living in like England during like World War II bombing.
That sounds like Blitz. Yeah.
But he's incredible. I mean, ever since Shame, Hunger, did you see Widows? Widows is fucking amazing.
Yeah, Widows is awesome. Yeah, the heist movie with like the it's like the wives of the guys that usually run the heist.
Yeah, all the widows, dude.
Yeah.
They got it fucking pull it off.
Dude, it's like such an underrated movie. But it's like done very seriously. It's not like Ocean's 11, like, ha ha, yeah.
It's like,
and the cast is crazy.
Oh, it's so good, dude. He's such a dope filmmaker. Yeah. He's like pretty serious.
Viola Davis.
Oh, I love Viola Davis. Daniel Kaluuya. Yeah,
get Viola Davis in there. She could do Oprah Winfrey's part, actually.
Yeah, she could.
Oh, wow. Not for when she's young. You're like, Viola Davis. I mean, you have to de-age her, I guess.
Jeez, Oprah leave Winfrey her alone, bro.
I'm not, like, trying to, like, diss her.
Speaking of, hey, speaking of the
she's
aging,
beautiful.
For 1985, whoever the makeup artists were did a phenomenal job of aging all the actors.
Yeah, Whoopi, especially,
ridiculous.
Yeah, true.
Like old Whoopi at the end.
Yeah.
Well, like the actors in the beginning, those are different actors.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Except the sister Nettie.
Yeah,
except the sister fun, Nettie.
And dude, that was trippy.
Yeah, they did a pretty good job with Nettie.
Yeah, that's true.
Why did they do that though?
Yeah, they liked the actress too much.
What? But that was so strange. That was such a strange choice.
Yeah,
it's like old Whoopi Goldberg in the end, and she's like, "Hey, sis."
Yeah, hey. It's like, I'm 30 years younger than you. All of a sudden.
The same girl that played you when you were 12?
Yeah. I wonder if the original sister, like the actress that played younger Whoopi's character, if she was offended.
Probably.
Oh, wow.
Like watching the final cut, she's like, oh, cool. I guess I could have played my role the whole time.
Yeah, you got some bitch Whoopi Goldberg. You got this ugly bitch Whoopi Goldberg to play?
Yeah, no one even knows the other girl's name.
Right. Yeah, I wonder how that happened. If they were like, "Oh, we got Whoopi. Like, who do we get to play the older sister?" Steven Spielberg's like, "No one. We got it right here." They're like, "It's a weird choice. We recast Whoopi. Shouldn't we recast? Like, it'll work. Trust me."
Yeah, no. We got Whoopi. We're fine.
People age differently in Africa.
Oh, yeah, it's that's like, true.
What the hell are you trying to say right now, Spielberg?
Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, Whoopi carries, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then, I don't know, I mean, Oprah steals, or is Danny Glover stealing this? No, maybe, I don't know.
Danny
steals. Oprah's stealing this shit.
But Oprah.
I mean, but the amount that you hate Danny Glover. Like, he did his job really well.
He did
well.
A really
he did.
Convincing job.
He's amazing. I wouldn't say he stole the movie. I wanted him out of the movie. I wanted him.
We wanted him to die since the first shaving scene.
He wasn't stealing scenes. He was like, he was hogging them. I was like, let go of the mic. Great acting.
Yeah, no, Oprah. Yeah,
I feel like it's got to be Oprah then.
Oprah, yeah. Consensus Oprah for sure.
It's Oprah.
Oprah, baby.
Oprah steals it. It's shocking she didn't get the Oscar. I mean, I guess we'll just
Can you imagine who'd she lose it to? Your
first time out.
It was nominated for like 11 Oscars and got none.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it got none. That's crazy.
Her best part was the laugh at that dinner table at the end, Thanksgiving.
Yeah. She was laughing hysterically.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you finally broke her.
There's a lot of holiday stuff in this movie.
Yeah, a lot of Christmas and Thanksgiving in this movie.
Well, yeah, because they would fast forward like by 8 years every time, basically.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and weird time jumps.
Yeah. She lost to Geraldine Page.
Who's that?
In?
She was in a movie called Trip to Bonteville. Bonteville.
Trip to Boneville! Are you checking the AVN awards or the like? What are
Bountiful?
You?
Like, what I think it's Bountiful.
Looking
Trip
up.
Trip to Bountiful. She's like an older lady.
That's why she won.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, great. Old white lady.
Another old lady.
Young black lady.
All right. Well, we can do the run through the thumbs up, thumbs down. And I picked it, so I'll take the reins.
Great.
You got him. I wanted to pick something a little bit different. I don't know. I feel like we've been picking a lot of just like movies that I feel like we knew would just be easily thumbs up. And this one, honestly, at first, I was like, I don't know about this. I don't know if I can get, I don't know if I ever want to watch this movie again.
Yeah.
I still kind of feel like that.
I feel that.
Yeah. So I am a little on the edge.
Oh.
I feel like, I don't know. I think maybe, it's really close, but I think I'll give it a thumbs up, but just barely. It's really not, I don't know, it's not what I thought the movie was going to be when I picked the Steven Spielberg movie. I didn't expect it to be just like a bunch of like this woman just being abused for 2.5 hours.
Like, yeah. Like where are the
it's
aliens?
It's not like a torture either.
Yeah. Where's the dinosaurs?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if I can like recommend this movie, but I can't deny that it's like well-crafted. So I'll give it a thumbs up.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, I kind of felt the same way going into it, especially when you like told me about it. You're just like, oh, I mean, you just want to watch Danny Glover abuse Whoopi Goldberg for 2 hours. I was like, Jesus, Mark. But then as I was watching it, I don't know. It was a very cathartic watch for me. And it's one of those, yeah, like, I wouldn't say I would watch it all the time or like seek out to watch it, but like it's one of those movies, you know, a rainy day movie or like a Forrest Gump or something where you just pop it on and you watch it every once in a while.
Every 15 to 20 years.
I guess.
A couple times in a lifetime.
Yeah, maybe. Like you should have seen it, a few times. But I mean, yeah, this was great. I loved it. Thumbs up.
Yeah, oh, mine would be nice. Quick. Makeup was amazing, especially for 1980. I feel like there's movies that come out now that don't nail aging still, even with fucking CGI. They're like fucking terrible. And this movie just fucking killed it. So just for that alone, and also the fact that it didn't really dwell too much on the heartache, I'm gonna give this a thumbs up. It is definitely not a movie I want to see more than once in like a 5 year span if I can avoid it. And it's a tearjerker, so thumbs up.
Yeah. Not my favorite Spielberg. might be one of the, I don't know, and not that it's a bad movie, because it's really fucking well made, and I actually like couldn't take my eyes off of it, because I mean, it's fucking Spielberg, and he's just like, he's going at it, and the performances are incredible. Tonally, it just is strange, and I know we already talked about that, but that's the biggest thing for me. I'm just like, this is a heavy movie, but I feel like it's just like a very G-rated kind of thing, like experience at the same time. It's just strange. It's a little too long, but yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to deny its power, and it's hard to deny the craft. I mean, you know, I couldn't take my eyes off. I don't think I'll ever forget it. It's pretty unique, I guess. For
no matter how much you want to,
for like a melodrama, you know, I think it succeeds. I'm not gonna be like, dude, yes, Slap Color Purple. The first 20 minutes are sick, dude. They trade around little girls like baseball cards. You know, like, I'm not gonna do that.
But, I hope not. If you talk about movies like that,
yeah,
punch you in the face.
Yeah, and but it's just it's really amazingly made, and yeah, it's hard to deny. So thumbs up.
Nice. So Sweep the Color Purple.
Wow, thumbs it up. Sweep it out. Girls, that's weird.
That's right.
Yeah, it's weird thing to thumbs up, right?
Nice, yeah. I honestly didn't expect a sweep for this one.
I did.
But, you know.
As soon as I saw it.
Yeah.
I was like, Whoopi and Oprah are going to win everyone over.
Yeah.
It's one of those, Danny. Just like, it's like a very classical film, in that it kind of has, mm-hmm. it tries to do a little bit of everything, and it's like, yeah. Something you can kind of show the whole family, even though it's heavy. It never quite goes there. It's not explicit, like, at all.
And I feel like in the 80s, especially like in the middle of the 80s, like, movies like this were not being made.
Yeah, it seemed Yeah, it seemed like groundbreaking.
Not on this level.
Probably, yeah, you're probably
like,
right.
There was like art and movies, but not like a big high budget movies like this.
And with an all black cast too, like, I feel like they were ahead of their time.
It is weird that Spielberg's directing it.
Yeah.
Right? It's kind of weird.
Well, apparently
should have been like a black director.
Apparently Alice Walker didn't want him to direct it at first.
Really?
Because of that?
I don't know if it was because he was white, but she wasn't fond of the choice at first.
She's like, the guy who did E.T.?
Yeah.
I
mean, it's going to be sweet.
Yeah.
Here, you can watch his last movie. It's the Indiana Jones 2.
Yeah, we're going to throw a guy that does Hollywood blockbusters.
Yeah. She's like, I don't know if he's going to
really... You saw the Nazi's face melt off? Yeah, Spielberg, exactly. That was him.
That guy. He really likes the book. He's looking to branch out.
He wants to do something more grounded.
Right. Have you seen Jaws? Guy. So he loves it, and he has a kind of a different vision. We're going to focus a lot on rape.
Elephants and giraffes and rape.
Yeah,
exactly.
How do you feel about slapstick?
Yeah, how do you feel about kind of laughing along
in
the way?
In yakety yak. How about that? What are your thoughts on that?
We're spinning the wheel, baby.
Oh my god!
So close.
Oh my god! Jesus!
What? Oh no!
I had my movie queued up, dude.
You did, didn't you?
You can just give it to Anthony if you want.
Nah.
Or you can give it to Daniel.
Then Anthony would have two picks.
That's against the wheel, though. That's like, you can't go against the wheel.
I know, that's what I'm saying. He could give you the pick, and then you'd have you like, and then Josh would be out.
Excuse me?
And then and then Anthony get two picks.
Josh is out.
I'm not out, bro.
And then Josh is out.
Get him out.
Josh. Is...
You get Josh's pick. Josh is fucking out.
Josh, get the fuck out of here.
And it's just Daniel.
He's done.
I know what I'm fucking doing. It's kind of a heavy hitter, though. Are you guys ready?
Another
going
one?
To somber or like fun?
I mean, it's fun for me.
Okay.
Okay.
You mean like heavy hitter as in like a big movie? Like the it's like a high echelon movie?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, this is kind of what I was worried about with this month is that we're going to get too many of the heavy hitters. That's why I had to bring in a little light hitter.
Yeah,
the light hitter, the color
so
purple.
Light.
The light hitter.
Color
okay.
Purple's very light.
Color purple swept. All
see,
right.
I knew
swept.
This would happen, so I did a Steven Spielberg movie.
I was worried.
Yeah. I was worried you guys would go too big.
I had no choice.
I had to prepare.
I'm going to do... Shit, do I want to do this? I think I do. There's so many. I mean, like half the movies that are ever made are based on books.
Yeah,
like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, so.
Most really of the best movies are.
I was just trying to think of books. My favorite.
It'd be cool if we did a book, female, only female books.
Book to movie.
Adapted. Yeah, female we should change it to only female books.
Oh my God. This would take like 5 hours to pick a movie.
Oh no. Oh, I picked the Notebook. Oh no, that was the guy, Nicholas Sparks. Never mind.
All right, I guess I'll just, you know, it's really, it's calling to me.
You going with the original pick?
We've all seen it.
Oh, really?
I swear to God,
oh,
if you
yeah.
picked my movie.
The Departed.
I'm no. so upset.
No, we've all seen it. We all love it. Come
I
on.
I feel like, can I guess?
Yeah, you can guess.
If I guess right, are you going to change it?
No, but hold on. Let me build up to that. All right, I'm picking a movie. This is one of my favorite book-to-movie adaptations ever. I think it's one of the greatest ever made.
Harry Potter.
It's also one of my favorite movies ever made. And Mark's going to guess what it is.
Fight Club.
Oh, nope. Close, though.
Nice, okay.
Is it Congo?
Not close.
No.
The Godfather.
Very close as well.
Oh, good holy fellas. Shit. That would have been crazy. Is Goodfellas based on a book?
Yeah, an Italian
Goodfellas is based
it.
On a book. Mm-hmm. And that's
oh, wow.
also...
I should have picked Goodfellas.
No, I should have picked Goodfellas too, but that feels like that feels like we need to build up to that or something. I don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
A little Stanley Cubes.
Oh my God, I knew it. Shit.
A little Clockwork Orange.
That was my fucking God. Pick, you asshole. That's what I was going to do.
That's what you were going to pick?
That's what I was going to
do. No way.
For the audience at home, I had to stand up, and Anthony could not look more unsatisfied.
Get to watch people drink milk, dude. I'm so excited. Milk and having sex with a ceiling mirror.
Love
it. Yes. Nice. Fuck yeah. That'll be insane.
The beanies.
Get ready for that.
So strap it on.
Strap it on, babies.
Strap it on, Voyageers. We'll see you next time. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, follow. And everything else.
Smash it!